Hi, welcome back to episode number 6. I'm Ashley.
I'm Curtis.
And this is Partners in Crime. All right, so word on the street is we have some new listeners.
Hello, Down Under.
Yep, that's right. You heard it right. We have new listeners from Australia now.
I don't know if you know this, but Australia is my favorite country. And I would probably say the biggest reason is because my favorite animal is a kangaroo. But culturally, Australia is like one of the best countries in the world.
Yeah, I don't want to like live there, but I would not mind visiting Australia. I like living here.
I'd probably go live there.
Well, all my family's here, so.
When I lived in Washington, like, okay, so this is a real story. So I have an ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And my ex-wife used to work at Spencer's, so yeah, I know, cream of the crop. Anyways, so her manager at Spencer's.
Push your mic a little closer.
Push it closer?
Yeah.
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so, anyways, sorry, my microphone was off. And so her manager always thought he was, like, top-notch, like, he's the best.
Manager of Spencer's.
His stuff does not stink. Yeah. So he was playing World of Warcraft and met his girlfriend online who lives in Australia. And she wanted him to come live there. So they had been dating for 6 months. And he decided that he wanted to become an Australian citizen. So it's actually a huge process. So you know how, like, to become an American citizen here?
Yeah.
You actually have to, like, come to America. Mm-hmm. You have to register. You have to take tests.
So you have to, like, get married to somebody here?
Okay, that is one way to do it. That's a way to get a green card. But you also have to, like, get a citizenship if you don't. Like, the correct process to do it.
Okay. Well, so, I live here and don't know how to become a citizen. So.
Australia is not the same. Australia is a huge process to get in. Yes, there are tests. Equivalency, yes.
Like you have to be smart to live there?
Not only that, you have to renounce your American citizenship, which means you are no longer an American citizen.
I don't think you
he did it.
Do that legally.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't live in America anymore. He's
no,
Australian
you
now.
Couldn't. I'm saying because you were in the Navy.
Yeah, I don't know how that process works, but I just had to say that. I love you, Australia. Not that I don't love the other countries, but
I love all of the countries. All five of them that listen to us. So, yep.
I feel like we've been talking too much about Australia, though. Not that I don't want to hype you guys up.
So, but I don't know a whole lot about Norway, and I don't know a whole lot about the Netherlands. I want to say it was the Netherlands, though. I heard on a different podcast that they consume the most coffee.
Oh.
Per capita, like, so if every, like, you know what I mean? I'm not really sure what that means. But anyways, they consume a lot of coffee, and so do I, so.
Well, I know we want to talk about the countries, but we should be like a kangaroo and hop to it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, fair enough. I mean, so just one more thing about Australia.
Oh, here we go. I'm just kidding.
You know how here we, okay, so we live in Michigan, and there are deer everywhere. Like, all the time, you just can always hit a deer. And in Australia, you could be driving down the road and hit a kangaroo. Like, that's
why do you
how
have to say that? I say it's my favorite animal and you want to talk about it dying.
I'm not. I mean, it might die. It might not. It might mess your car up. Have you ever hit a moose? That would mess your car up and the moose would probably be
have
fine.
You ever seen? No, I'm dead serious when I say this. Have you ever seen a moose in person?
So I've seen a.
Or if you're going to say multiple, you can say meese.
No.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's real.
It's an elk. An elk is it's like a deer, right?
Kind of. I mean, it's in the family of deer. Yeah.
I think I've seen an elk.
Okay, so a moose looks really cool in pictures, right? With its giant rack of antlers. Mm-hmm. How big do you think a moose is?
They're very big.
They're giant.
They're like taller than buses.
Yes. Yes, I didn't know if you knew that. I never knew that. And I saw one in person, and they are literally massive.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched a movie called Into the Wild. And it's a true story about a guy who went to Alaska. And he ends up killing a moose and cutting its head off, and then it just gets he just tries to take it back with him, and it's very big.
Listen, the
that
last
was his
I
whole,
knew
like, goal, but
this podcast was not about like a graphic sense, and you just brought it there. He cut
it
the
was,
moose's head off.
Okay, so it was a movie. He was a survivalist in Alaska. It was a good go watch it. It's
you know what?
Movie.
We just need to get to the story because
you're
right. Rambling on
I'm
here.
I'm sorry.
And
we're 5 minutes
people are going to be terrified.
We're not
of
even talking about
moose's,
true crime. We're
moose's
just talking
head's
about
getting cut off.
We're just talking about places
we've never been. This is my wife.
But really want to go to.
Not my life,
and
my wife.
And it's late. It is 11:15 p.m. And we never record this late, but we only have 45 minutes to finish this recording so that you get your episode tomorrow morning.
I actually wanted to wait till the last minute.
I did. It's true. But we've had a lot of snow here in Michigan, so it snowed like how many inches? Like 10 inches.
There's so many.
So I've been working late hours. I haven't had time to do anything. So now here we are. So this is going to be the case of Diane Downs. Have you ever heard of her?
The only thing that I know about anything being down right now is you, because you're talking about kangaroos and mooses dying, but no, don't know who she is.
Well, I'm about to bring you way down farther. It reminds me of somebody from work farther.
That likes to say Debbie Downer.
This is
sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
This is about to bring you way, way, way down. So before she was Diane Downs, she was Elizabeth Diane Fredrickson. She was born on August 7th, 1955, to parents Wesley Linden and Willadine Fredrickson in Phoenix, Arizona. There's been claims, I only found it on one or two sources, that Diane was molested by her father. So I don't know if that's true.
That's disgusting.
But it seems like...
Can't even imagine.
It seems like that's something she was saying, so I'm not saying it wasn't true. Around 14 years old, she became a rebellious teenager and decided to take Elizabeth off of her name and just from then on go by Diane. In high school, Diane met and started dating a fellow classmate, Steve Downs. Her parents disapproved of this relationship, but she was living in that rebellious age and didn't really care what they thought.
I wonder why they didn't approve of it. Like, if her dad was molesting her, like, did he not want her to be with anybody else? Like, that movie that you watched the one time? You know what I'm talking about. I don't know what it's called, but it was the weirdest thing. The guy was, like, keeping his daughter in the basement, and then he had, like, a child with her, and she was, like, hidden in this back room.
Okay, so that's a true story.
Ew, shut up.
Yeah, that's a true story. We'll have to cover it. I cannot remember what her name was, but... That's a true story, and it's terrifying, and I literally thought
it was disgusting when you were watching it, in case you didn't know, and this is your first episode. I do not like true crime at all. My wife makes me do this, mm-hmm. but you know what they say, happy that's wife, true. Happy life, so I don't end up on this podcast. I had no idea that that was a true story.
Yeah. So, after high school, they stay together. Steve enlists in the Navy. And Diane begins classes at Pacific Coast Baptist Bible College.
I like Steve already.
So, yeah, he's in the Navy, and she's just going to Bible college. And you would think, wow, this is going to turn out great.
Right.
It doesn't. So
surprised her on the podcast. I'm not surprised anymore.
So I'll just stop here then. What do you think is going to happen based on just what I've told you so far?
Do you want me to give you an honest answer?
Yeah.
Well, all you've told me is that he's in the Navy and she's in a Bible college. So I'm imagining that, like, she threw a Bible and hit a ship and sunk it. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I've got no idea.
So she continues her relationship with Steve, and she actually ends up cheating on him a few times. She has some scandalous behavior, and it's a Bible college. So it gets her expelled from the college, and she moves back home with her parents. But... despite all of this, when he comes home from being in the Navy, they decide to elope, and Diane Fredrickson becomes Diane Downs on November 13th, 1973.
Do you think Steve knew about the times that she was cheating on him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he totally knew.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't sure because, you know, he could have been at boot camp or whatever when this had happened.
I don't know how he knew, but by all accounts on here, he knew that there was red flags.
Uh-oh.
So the marriage wasn't working out great. And Diane ends up leaving Steve and moving back in with her parents again. And at this point, they have had their first daughter, and she was born in 1974. Her name is Christy Ann. They end up back together for the birth of their second child, which is another daughter. Her name was Cheryl Lynn in 1976. Then Steve gets a vasectomy.
Good on him.
Right. I figured you would say that. I figured I had a feeling.
If you're contemplating getting snipped, do it.
Oh my gosh. Says the father of four.
This podcast is sponsored to you by getting snipped. You can get snipped today at your local doctor for a very cheap price and copay.
Yeah, I think you had like a $40 in office copay or something.
Worth every penny.
So yeah, I mean, it's like the cheapest birth control possible, unless you're Diane, because despite getting a vasectomy, Diane ends up pregnant again.
Oh no!
But this time this is our third. She gets an abortion because they were not having any more kids, just the two.
Well, that's sad.
But I wonder if it was even his baby, because vasectomies are pretty sturdy procedures.
I sure hope so.
My gosh. She'd been cheating most of the relationship. Steve wonders the same thing as me, is if that was his baby or not, because she gets pregnant again after they move to Mesa, Arizona. Is it Mesa?
Mesa.
Okay. I don't know why it's not spelled with an A then, because it's spelled M-E-S-A. But maybe
I'm aware.
Okay, anyways. I'm illiterate.
Your geography is telling me.
And so they moved there in 1978, and they were working together at a mobile home manufacturing company, and she was having an affair with a few of their colleagues. More than one. And she gets pregnant again. She ends up giving birth to a boy. Are you okay?
I apologize. It was the tea.
She ends up giving birth to a boy who she names Danny. And Danny was definitely not Steve's son.
Uh-oh.
So in 1980, they get a divorce, and she continues her lifestyle affairs, all the while trying to fix things with her ex-husband.
Poor Steve.
So he's just trying to, move on. And she's like, I want to be with you, but I also want to be with all of these guys. I don't know what I want.
I hope I don't have the same path as this Steve fellow.
Well, so far, so good. So now, single mother of three, Diane has to come up with a way to take care of herself and her three kids. So she looks into becoming a surrogate mother. She fails the psychological part, but she passes the intelligence part of the exam. So she's super smart, but just not stable. Right.
That really seems like that would be her emotions can be completely shut off, but she has the intelligence to operate around that. Is this where this is going to go? Is she a serial killer?
Just wait.
Oh my gosh.
Just wait. So she fails the psychological part of the exam, and she is not given an opportunity to carry a baby for somebody else at this time. She does later get an offer to become a surrogate and successfully carries the baby to term and hands that baby over to adoptive parents. That was later on, though. At this time, she didn't.
So this is her fourth kid? Well, I guess technically her fifth kid, she said?
Well, no, she's had four.
She had the two girls and the abortion, then the son. So that'd be
four. This would be her fifth pregnancy, yeah.
Wow.
So some people can just keep reproducing, unfortunately. It's not always great.
That is true.
It is great that she gave that baby to parents who were looking to adopt. But just this woman in general is just, you'll see what I'm saying. Anyways, 1981, Diane becomes a postal worker at the United States Postal Service.
She's about to go postal.
So plug, because we work there.
Yes.
Plug the USPS. We're hiring.
I feel like she was delivering something different than we were.
We're always hiring. We were hiring in 1981, and we're still hiring today. So you should apply. She worked there a lot, so the kids rotated around either with her parents, with Steve, Danny's dad, or she just kept them. But if she had them and had to work, then 6-year-old Christy was babysitting.
Wow.
Her younger siblings. And she's six, so, they're all younger than her.
I can't even imagine, giving the 6-year-old, the rights to babysit your child. And, how long was she leaving the kids?
Well, I figure, we work, when we go to work, it's an 8-hour shift at minimum.
Right.
So, that's a long time for a 6-year-old to be in charge. And according to neighbors that lived around her, the kids were never properly dressed. They were never fed. We have a 7-year-old, and I cannot imagine leaving her with younger kids. I can't even imagine leaving her by herself.
True.
So, I mean, I don't know. So they were never really properly cared for when they were with Diane. After starting at the post office in Arizona, she started seeing one of her coworkers. His name is Lou Lewiston.
What a name.
What a name. Just wait. Just keep it, the names get better. I don't know why. So she continued.
Ooh. That just made me think, like, what if she met these people on her route and she just picked out, like, that was like her tweak.
Just
like, you know, the Zodiac killer or whatever.
I feel like you're trying to like jump ahead. Man.
I feel like you're trying to get me hooked on all of these.
Do you know about her?
No.
Do you know this? Okay. All right. Okay. So she meets him, they start seeing each other. He breaks it off because she's kind of crazy. So Diane continued just what she knows how to do best, and she strikes up another affair with another coworker. And this one was married, so that's okay. That's kind of a bummer. So she begins an affair with this coworker, and his name is Robert, but he went by Nick, and his last name was Knickerbocker.
Knickerbocker. You're lying. You're making this up.
I'm not making this up. Lou Lewiston and Nick Knickerbocker.
And there's more names like this?
No, Knickerbocker was the worst one.
Oh my gosh.
But he goes by Nick. After, I feel like they just rhymed. So maybe somebody, like, maybe everybody is just hiding their real identities and these are just the names they gave up.
Yeah, because that just seems so fake.
Both of them seemed very, very
like,
strange.
Why would he go by Nick?
I don't know.
That's so weird. Like, I understand the Robert.
Yeah.
Like, if he just said Robert Knickerbocker, like, we wouldn't be going over this.
I know, but he went by Nick. So after the constant nagging for him to leave his wife, he got tired of the affair pretty quick, and he ended things with Diane. But she really couldn't seem to get over it, so she begged him to change his mind, and he told her it was too much, and he was not trying to be the dad to her kids. So it seems like that's kind of the position, which is weird, because it seems like in all of her other relationships, she's just trying to have like a lusty affair, you know?
Right.
And she had a dad for her kids, and she was married to Steve.
Well, she wanted more than just Steve.
No. I mean, imagine that he leaves his whole wife, though, and then she cheats on him, too. I mean, good on him for not taking her, I guess, but anyways. So, her dad was the postmaster.
Uh-oh.
At a post office in, I might even say this wrong, in Oregon. Did I say that right?
Oregon. Yeah, Oregon is how we say it in Michigan, but it's totally wrong.
It's
because of our accent. We were taught wrong in schools.
Okay.
So or we say Oregon.
So she moves to Oregon. Oregon?
Oregon. You were right.
Oregon. It just sounds wrong. I'm sorry.
It sounds completely wrong, but it's right.
Say it again.
Oregon. Like, imagine you're, like, going to a church.
Okay, so she moves back to Oregon. Oh, that sounds so weird. I'm sorry for anybody listening from there. And that's where her parents live now. And so she begins working at the post office there. And so it was, like, super easy for her to jump from all these post offices because her dad had kind of, like, the hookups, you know, inside referral.
Well, yeah, it sounds like that's how she got the job.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I mean, Lewis and Nick didn't get it that way, I'm sure. Oh my gosh, I feel like this is about to be crazy. Just the look on your face.
Oh, it's gonna get so bad. Like, we're about to nosedive. Like, it's all like just kind of rocky right now.
About to downer.
We're about to literally nosedive off of a cliff right now. Okay. Ooh. On May 19th, 1983, Diane and her three kids went for a drive at 9:45 p.m. They stopped at a quiet spot on the road in Springfield, Oregon.
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 Oregon. Oh. Like, imagine Oregon, like you're playing one like a
piano. I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep saying it wrong. Oregon. 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 I'm going to.
You keep asking me. You got it right that time.
Springfield, Oregon. And Diane begins shooting her three children.
What?
Yeah. In the backseat of her car. She shoots them multiple times before she then shoots herself in the arm. Okay. Stay with me. She then drives to a hospital to get help for herself and her kids. She tells the hospital and police that she was attacked by a man with bushy hair trying to steal her car.
What?
Yeah. This is what she tells them. I mean, her arm wound, by the way, surface surface level, like skid.
So they didn't go through muscle?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the kids are just shot multiple times. Like, are they not going to think that there's not bullet holes?
Seems
in the
a little
car?
Suspicious, right? She never had much of an attempt to get a hold of Steve, you know, the girl's dad.
Right.
And she didn't really have an attempt to get a hold of Danny's dad. She wanted police to get her in contact with her ex-boyfriend, Nick.
What?
Yeah. So.
But Nick was the married one, right?
Yeah. The one that she wanted him to leave the wife for. So upon getting to the hospital, 8-year-old Christy was suffering from a stroke as a result of her gunshot wounds. 3-year-old Danny was paralyzed from the waist down as a result of his gunshot wounds. And the worst of all was little 7-year-old Cheryl, who was sadly pronounced dead at the hospital due to the injuries she wasn't.
So wait, 2 of these kids lived?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so they know their mom shot them.
Well, that's just the thing. Danny was 3. He couldn't tell them that. And Christy had a stroke. It took her speech.
Oh my gosh.
And she was just like in a coma and stuff. Like they were literally fighting for their lives. That and she's terrifying. Like, can you get a hold of my ex-boyfriend? I know my kids are busy right now, like fighting for their lives because I just tried to kill them, but I need to talk to my ex-boyfriend. Like, what in the, like, what? Anyways.
That's so weird.
So they were shot with a .22 caliber pistol. And.
That's very strange. And I'm surprised that 2 of them lived at that caliber.
Yeah. So Diane told police she didn't own a gun. But I mean, later on, they find out she actually owned exactly what they were shot with. They never found
because
the
it was a pistol. You have to register.
They never
it.
Found the gun.
Well, regardless, there has to be a history of when you purchase it.
Yeah, that's true. So one of her kids is she did murder. I mean, that's what it is. She murdered her, and the other 2 survived in critical condition, fighting for their life.
I do not like Debbie.
It's not Debbie. Her name is Diane.
Oh, I keep thinking, wow, that's messed up. My bad. Got me on downer.
So there's a witness on the road the day that she was on her way to the hospital, and they said that she was driving so slow, like 5 miles an hour on the way to the hospital, okay. And that they passed her, like, not even breaking the speed limit. I mean, they actually ended up pulling him in for more questioning, too, because that's how slow she was driving to the... Imagine if she had just sped to the hospital. They probably would have saved all 3 of them, right? I mean, who knows? Who knows? So, in other words, they could have had medical attention, but she was driving so slow that they didn't get the attention they needed. And Cheryl lost her life because of it. Dr. Steven... This is a doctor now. Steven... Not the Steve that she was married to. Dr. Stephen Wilhite that worked on Christy and helped save her life. This is the older daughter. Came out to tell Diane that that Christy was going to make it. And he says this, quote, not one tear. He said, you know, she just asked, how is she doing? Not one emotional reaction. She says things to me like, boy, this has really spoiled my vacation. And she also says, that really ruined my new car. I got blood all over the back of it. And I knew within 30 minutes of talking with that woman that she was guilty, end quote. That's what she said. While one of her kids is dead, the other 2 are fighting for their life in critical condition. And she's like, man, my vacation got ruined and so did my brand new car.
Wow.
This really
took a turn.
And this is a lady who's been pregnant how many times and like can just have all these kids and she doesn't even like love them.
She's like, oh, I'll just bring more.
Yeah, it's just kind of messed
up.
Well,
she did feel the psychological part, so.
That's true. I just think it's kind of messed up because, you know, with everything going on with her kids, when she found out about Danny's condition, about how he was paralyzed, but he was still alive. Her response was, quote, you mean the bullet missed his heart? Gee whiz, end quote.
What? Wow.
Not, thank God my son is still alive.
Right, something.
Right. Anyways, Danny was too young to recall what happened, but Christy wasn't. The stroke she suffered took away her speech, but doctors and nurses noted how every time Diane came around, she reacted like she was scared.
Oh.
So that was something. Eventually, she recovered enough from her stroke to tell the doctors and nurses and police that her mother was the shooter.
Oh, good. When you said that before, I thought, like, she was, like, a vegetable for the rest of her life.
No. Actually, it's, like, it's not, like, a happy ending because they lost their sister, but, like, they go on to live happily. Like, spoiler alert, they do end up living happy lives as, like, way better than they would have lived with Diane. On February 28th, 1984, Diane Downs was arrested.
Good.
The trial began in May of 1984, which is pretty fast. If she was arrested in February and went to trial in May, that's pretty quick.
Seems like women go through the prison system way faster.
Yeah.
Like, they make men wait in jail for a longer period of time.
Okay, so now that we're into her trial and all of that, at some point between before her trial, but after she was arrested, she was out on her mail route and got one of her customers to sleep with her, and he got her pregnant. I mean, what are the odds that she gets pregnant again?
What are the odds that the customer was the one delivering the package?
Goodbye. Anyways.
Sheesh!
my husband, everyone. So he got her pregnant, and she used this pregnancy to gain sympathy from the jurors because she would walk in and, like, hold her belly and be rubbing her belly, and her belly was, like, big. And
what?
Yeah.
I can't believe they allowed this lady to have more kids.
What are they going to do? How are they going to stop her? So
put her in prison.
Well, okay. So despite her attempts to make the jury feel bad for her, after everything they had against her and they heard Christie's testify against her mother on the stand saying, "My mom did it," you know, they found Diane guilty, and Diane was sentenced to life plus 50 years.
Good.
And in between the verdict coming out and her being sentenced, she did give birth to another girl, and that girl was adopted out to a much loving family that is not Diane. And after 3 years of serving her prison sentence, Diane escapes.
What?
Like, Diane escaped prison. And guess where they found her 2 weeks later?
Tell me, at Nick Knickerbocker's house.
Nope, they found her in the home of another inmate's husband. Like,
an what? Inmate's husband?
Yeah, like, she, like,
what?
Conspired with another inmate so that she was gonna go live with her husband when she escaped. Like, whoa.
Oh, I figured she got, like, the information on this girl and she didn't like her, so she went to her husband's house and was like, I'm just going to hook up with you.
Too. I don't know. I didn't see anything that said that, but who knows? Maybe that is what happened. Like, apparently she never learned her lesson that this is just not going to get her anywhere. She seems, like, just kind of gross to me. She remains in prison now in a higher security facility in California, and she was denied parole in 2008 and 2010. She was eligible to reapply in 2020, but she didn't, and she maintains her innocence to this day. Christie and Danny were both adopted by the lead prosecutor in this case, Fred Hughey.
That's sad.
And his wife, Joanne, in 1986.
Like, that tells you how big of a monster she is. Like, the attorney adopted the kids.
Like, they were affected by what this woman did. Like, that they took in her kid. I'm sorry, took in her kids and then cared for them and loved them like their own and gave them a very good life. I mean, obviously, of course, it's awful that Cheryl didn't make it. It's really a miracle that the other two did.
Right.
But that is the case of Diane Downs. And I can't believe you've never heard that before.
I don't know any of this. That's I know nothing about true crime.
That's crazy to me that you've never heard of Diane Downs before. She's a monster. She's in prison forever, so.
Yeah, that's sick.
I mean, that's where she should. This is one of those cases where it's like, okay, they locked her up, and that's where she's just going to stay now.
You know what I really appreciate the most about episode 6?
What?
is the last case in episode 5, you told everybody that we would never do a case about kids. And here we are doing a case about kids.
Oh my gosh, I guess you're right. Guess you're right. But 2 of the 3 survived. So, I mean, I guess I did do a kid case. I guess I can't even keep my own promises right now. I don't know what to say. You can call me out. You're right. But I guess this is a good time to just give you the mic since you're calling people out. So
let's go.
Here's Curtis's conspiracy corner here.
Okay. So I'm sure a lot of people have heard of this one, but our children are about to go see Frozen on Ice, correct?
Yeah, something like that.
Is that what it is? Yeah, sure. Did you know that it's really not Frozen is on Ice, that Disney is on ice? Have you heard about the theory that Walt Disney is not actually dead?
No, okay, so I've heard that he had himself frozen back in, like, I don't know what year. I'm not even going to pretend to know.
It was 66.
Okay. See? And I didn't even think that they had technology back then. And here they are freezing people. So anyways.
True.
I heard that they
that was a good
froze
one.
Him. And they're about to unthaw him or something this year?
Yeah. They were saying in December.
Unthaw or just thaw.
But supposedly they're saying it's not.
They are? They aren't.
Okay. So this is the whole point of the theory. Because they've tried to say that Disney is not actually on ice. Disney's dead and been buried.
Like Walt Disney.
Yeah, Walt Disney. And so nobody went to, like, this guy's burial. So Walt Disney is announced dead, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, because he's on ice or just because he's dead?
Okay, but this is why. So Walt Disney dies. And it was on December 15th, 1966, the day he died. Okay. So, at the time, there was a broadcast done. So, PBS does this broadcast in early of 67. So, it doesn't give an exact date, but I'm assuming maybe January. It says that a reporter who did end up working for a tabloid, so I will say that, snuck into St. Joseph's Hospital in Burbank, where the body was supposedly at, directly across the street from the Disney studios, and where he was treated for his final illness, because Disney was very sick at the time and there weren't medicine of the kind. So the theory is that he actually froze himself to come back to a time where he can get better.
So wouldn't he just freeze the disease too?
Well, yeah, it'd be frozen in him.
So he would just come back with a life-threatening disease?
Yeah, that could hopefully be cured.
That he was hoping that could be cured.
It would be like, imagine he had AIDS, but they couldn't cure it. So he wants to be frozen until his AIDS are cured.
Don't come back yet, because we still don't have a cure for it.
But it's not AIDS.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever it was. So, and that theory was debunked that he was getting de-thawed last month on top of that, because they're saying he's not actually frozen. So anyways, this guy snuck into it, and he pretended to be an orderly. So he's dressed up as this person.
It's an orderly, like a nurse?
Yeah, like a nurse. Okay. Breaks into a storage room and finds the deceased body of Walt Disney suspended in a cryogenic metal cylinder.
What's that?
It's basically like a giant metal tube where he's frozen inside of it.
So he really is frozen.
That's what this is saying. So,
and this guy just walked in and he was like, yep, I seen it all, and I walked in, and I walked back out, and I lived to tell the story.
Yep.
Okay.
And
I think they may have let him out so that he could tell the story.
So at the time, Disney's like, no, this doesn't happen. Like, Disney, the corporation, is saying, like, no, he's not being frozen, and people are believing this guy. So supposedly, as of right now, 2022... Unless he was unfroze in December. Which he wasn't. It's been debunked is what they're saying.
Okay.
But they had to move his body from the hospital, and he's stored underneath the Pirates of the Caribbean exhibit inside Walt Disney World.
You mean where people ride the rides?
Yeah, but he's like in the ground.
Buried.
I mean, I'd assume they probably have like a room down there or like... I mean, I'd imagine they're not going to put him out in the open so everybody can see him in this cryogenic chamber.
Okay.
So, anyways, so recently, obviously, the whole reason you're in this podcast is to listen to the Conspiracy Corner. Conspiracies have become a huge deal in the last, let's say, decade, right?
Yeah.
Conspiracies keep popping up, issues. Yeah. So this was actually brought back into light recently. I want to say it was around like 2018 was when I had first heard of it, but it became such a big issue. You know what? It actually was before that. I apologize because I don't know what year Frozen came out, but the movie Frozen.
Okay. That was like 2000. I want to say like 2012 or 2013.
Okay. So the reason that people think the movie Frozen came out was because there were so many Google searches for Frozen Disney because they were trying to find the pictures of him in the cryogenic chamber that now when you search Disney Frozen, it pops up Elsa, Anna, and all the other characters.
Yeah,
so you can no longer find the search results. 2013. So, yeah, I mean, that's still like within the last decade.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was.
But that's the reason that the movie is titled Frozen, so you cannot find any pictures of Disney Frozen or any information about him being frozen in this cryogenic chamber.
Yeah, it's literally all on and off I'm looking right now.
Right, see, and that's what I'm saying. And it just continues.
You know what else pops up?
What?
Is that movie Frozen about the ski lift.
Ooh, that, ooh.
0 out of 10.
0 out of 10. Don't watch it. So much anxiety, it's awful.
There's tons of anxiety. Plus, just so you know, if you're really high up, snow is not like it is in the cartoon Frozen. You know how they fall off that mountain when that snow thing is coming at them and they just land in the snow? In the other Frozen, like the not cartoon one, it's not Disney. It's not like a cloud.
Well, I think
it's
a lot of people.
It's like cement.
I think a lot of people know that. I'll be honest, because
I wouldn't have known that.
Okay, it's so you know, cement. If you like jump out of a plane, the first thing you would think is you want to fall in the water, yeah, right?
100%.
But even if you go into the water feet first, you're moving so fast in the travel of speed that by the time that you actually hit the water, it won't be like the property of a liquid. It'll be the property of a solid, depending on how fast and how high up you are. It'll just be like hitting solid and you'll just like explode.
Okay. That would have like lived my whole life without knowing that. Like, thank you.
Sorry. Sorry if I offended anybody in the podcast. Anyways, on that one.
So yeah, both Frozen movies were okay. Cartoon, okay. Catchy songs. But the not cartoon, 0 out of 10. It was very high anxiety. Unless you like that kind of thing, then go watch it, but it was a lot of anxiety for me.
So on a serious note, I'm curious, anybody that leaves comments, let me know, do you think Walt Disney is dead, or do you think Walt Disney is frozen?
I think he's frozen.
I think he's frozen too.
Why do you think that?
Well, they haven't made Frozen 3 yet.
What do you mean?
Because you said you like Frozen 1, and I said I like Frozen 2. But they have not published a Frozen 3.
And that's what makes you think that he's frozen?
No, I think he's really frozen because, for one, Walt Disney is literally the richest company in the world upcoming. I think that Walt Disney will be right up there with Tesla. I know you don't watch a lot of financials, but over the last few years, Disney has swooped in so much of the market, it's insane. Did you know that Disney owns Fox?
No.
Or ESPN?
Well, yeah, because they got The Simpsons.
Marvel?
And,
Star Wars? They're buying everything.
Get on them.
They're like the Dollar General of the movie company. I mean, you see one on every 6 feet around here. There's so many Dollar Generals.
That's true.
I don't know why.
They're all like
they're all 8 miles apart.
They're all like
in all seriousness
with steel walls and stuff, and there's no cell phone service in any of them, and they all say, download our app today for our coupons.
I know.
You can't download anything in their store, and it's just a scam.
Yeah, but the reason why they do that,
when they leave,
it's in the metal. That's the reason. So you can't use your phone to look up different prices.
What?
They don't want you to use your phone in the store because then you can look at different prices on your phone and buy it cheaper on Amazon.
I can't even look up their prices on my phone. I can't even download their coupons on my phone. By the time I leave, I'm so annoyed that I've had no cell phone service throughout the entire store. I'm not going to look it up when I leave.
Right.
Because I just spent 20 extra minutes in the store trying to get service to download their app to save $2 on Tide Pods.
Oh my gosh.
Dollar General, do better. Do better. Get Wi-Fi okay. or something.
So we got off the topic of Disney here a little bit.
If you know, you know, okay? If you know, you know.
Sorry for the rant.
But also shout out to Dollar General because they're very convenient.
Well, there's one every 8 miles. Yeah, like every... That'll be their new slogan. Just coughing away over here.
Yeah, sorry about it.
The other day I drove by an Amish community and there was one just in the middle, but it was like an Amish Dollar General. No, I'm totally kidding.
I was like, where'd you go where there was an Amish community?
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
We watch a lot of Amish TV.
Yeah, I love the Amish.
He really does. He really just would love to just join an Amish family.
We should do like an Amish conspiracy theory on the next podcast.
If there is one, go for it. But yep, so that's it. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Sounds good.
I think we're rambling now about Dollar General. So
we are.
And Amish communities, which whatever, love your life, I suppose. So yeah, if you have anything to add about, do you think Walt Disney is frozen or do you think that he's just dead? Send us an email and follow our Instagram because I'm going to post photos of the podcast today. Ooh,
can I put one more thing? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I saw this picture online. It's totally about Walt Disney.
Okay.
And there's a coffee cup, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember this?
No. Oh, would you flip it upside down?
Yeah. So if you put Mickey and you flip it upside down, it's Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
I just had to say that because it's crazy. Everybody knows there's a ton of conspiracy theories like throughout their movies with the different Disney. Pictures and everything else. Well, this is just about messaging. Disney.
Like, have you ever seen like The Lion King?
Yes. Where it has sex up in the clouds.
No, it's like the nose is like a woman's body.
You know about in the clouds when he's looking up at his father and it says sex in the sky and the stars? Oh, yeah. We got to see
don't
it.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Lion King okay. is one of my favorites.
We got to wrap this up. You're rambling.
Okay. Don't ruin it for me. Okay. So anyways, if you have anything to add, any suggestions, any questions, any comments, any corrections, any whatever, send us an email at partnersincrimethepodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at partnersincrimethepodcast. And thanks for listening and listen next week too.
Have a good day, everybody.
See you later. Goodbye.